The Montana legislature is one of the states considering a bill to prohibit the use of foreign laws. But proponents and opponents believe the intent of the law is clear.
Obviously, the elephant in the room is Sharia law.
Sharia law.
Sharia law.
Sharia law.
Sharia laws.
Sharia.
Sharia law imposes a danger of a radical Muslim caliph in the United States and Montana.
Yet supporters argue that the proposals in foreign law bills like Montana's SB 97 aren't overtly anti-Muslim and are instead vital acts of legislation proposed in order to safeguard constitutional rights for average Americans. Senator Keith Regeer, a Republican from Kalispell, is the bill's sponsor.
What I know of Sharia law, it really shouldn't take place in America. It doesn't really fit our Constitution. But 97, it doesn't single out any group or any religion, any tribal law or anything that people bring over. It's just reaffirming that we will follow our Constitution.
But attorneys say Montana's Constitution is not under threat by a foreign law or policy.
It's never happened, not in the history of Montana.
Lawyers like Dr. Paul Pope, constitutional law professor at MSU Billings, say this bill and others like them only serve as symbols of xenophobia. In Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution, it already affirms that the Constitution itself, along with federal laws made under it, are the supreme laws of the land.
Therefore, Montana law, regardless of what it is subordinate to federal law in the U.S. Constitution.
Dr. Pope says that civil liberties are in no way at risk of foreign laws doing anything in Montana.
I mean, it's a completely useless act. It changes nothing if passed. It protects nothing if passed. They're just using this to look like they're doing something, that they're protecting rights, that they're siding with American culture as opposed to foreign culture.
The Republican-controlled legislature passed Senate Bill 97. It now goes to the governor for consideration. I'm Bree Ripley, YPR News.